It doesn't matter who you are or where you live. At some point, you can find yourself in a place of struggling financially. I don't think that there's a one of us who hasn't been on Struggle Street at some point. I remember a time in my life when I didn't have the money to buy the food I needed for tomorrow. Now, a lot of people around the world live like that. But can I tell you, for me, it was a shock. In the comfortable, affluent West, it was a complete shock. I'd never been confronted by this terrible reality before. And it rocked me to my core. Have you ever been in a place where you wonder, how am I going to put the next meal on the table? How am I going to make that next car payment, the next mortgage payment? There's a bill there for the kids' schooling. How am I ever going to be able to pay that? Financial worries run deep. Not having the money you need for the basics, let alone for the luxuries that we so often consider to be basics, rocks you to the core. I want to share something with you today, a promise from God. And it's a promise that's never failed me since I gave my life to Jesus. Matthew chapter 6, verses 26 and 33. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you more valuable than them? Strive first for the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Sure, we need to work hard. We need to manage our finances well. But there are going to be some times when that's not enough, when the bills pile up, when emergencies happen. And at those times, we tend to overthink the problem. We start to worry. We start to focus on, how am I ever going to make it through, right? But what Jesus is saying here is this. Hang on a minute. Just take a deep breath. Get this whole thing into perspective. God sees it all. And if He's able to provide for the birds of the air, He's able to provide for you too. Don't you think that? Don't you believe that? Get your focus right. Focus on Him. Focus on honoring God with all that you are and all that you have. And when you do that, when you calm down, when you trust Him, honor Him, all these things will be given to you as well. As well. And it turns out that all means all. There have been many times in my walk when it looked like God's provision simply wouldn't come. But it did. He will get you through 100% of the time. Trust in God with all your heart. Honor Him. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.